State Question 777 would create a constitutional right to farm and ranch in Oklahoma, giving the agriculture industry unique protection from the state legislature. But as State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports for KGOU, the ballot question concerns livestock and crops, but it could end up being about lawsuits and courts.
In the weeks leading up to the November election, officials in cities and towns across the state have urged Oklahomans to vote no on State Question 777.
Thanks, Mark. All right, ready to vote?
The City Council in Oklahoma City approved such a resolution in September.
All right, cast your votes. And it passes 6-2.
A few weeks later, it was Tulsa's turn to weigh in on the state question, which makes farming and ranching a constitutional right in Oklahoma.
Items 8B and 8C are approved. 9.
The City Council resolution didn't explicitly urge Oklahomans to vote no on State Question 777, but leaders voted 7-1 to ask locals to carefully consider the potential adverse effects a yes vote might have on the city of Tulsa.
I think that this proposal has had, and the more that all of us have learned, we've seen there are some unintended consequences that are particularly concerning for municipality.
That's Tulsa City Councilor Anna America.
We've got agricultural zone land all across the city, spotted through neighborhoods, through retail areas, that might make us vulnerable to that being used in ways that we as city leaders and citizens didn't intend. And again, I think these are completely unintended consequences. I know the legislature, that was not their goal. They weren't sitting here trying to, you know, infiltrate that. They were focused on protecting the farmers.
There are a few legal questions that we just don't have a really good frame of reference for, and so we kind of just have to see how it plays out.
Shannon Farrell is a professor of agricultural law at Oklahoma State University. He says local governments worry that if State Question 777 passes, it will challenge a system that grants cities the authority to regulate local land use and enact ordinances to oversee things like water, noise, and dust.
We really don't have enough case law from other states to see how this sort of constitutional amendment's been interpreted by other states.
That's because right to farm is so new. Only two other states have adopted similar pro-agriculture constitutional amendments, North Dakota and Missouri, and both states passed a measure in the last few years. Concerns about local zoning ordinances are just one example of legal questions raised by State Question 777. The measure would amend the Oklahoma Constitution to prevent the state legislature from enacting laws that limit ag technology, livestock production, or ranching practices unless there's a compelling state interest.
It's kind of uncommon that you have a right like this defined in a constitution.
Opponents urging a no vote say the amendment will pave the way for environmental problems like water pollution. But Farrell says water and public health and safety are a compelling state interest. Even if voters approve 777, Farrell thinks courts will likely preserve the state's ability to pass laws protecting broad environmental concerns. University of Oklahoma law professor Melissa Mortizavi sees bigger problems lurking in the specific language of 777.
This is about incentivizing and protecting a certain type of farming.
Mortizavi says large farm operations and corporate food production companies stand to gain the most from an amendment that guards agriculture technology.
That's not going to be garden variety farmers, right? They don't own the genetic rights to the seed that they plant.
If Mortizavi is right about 777, it could take a while before the effects are felt in Oklahoma. In the two states that already have a right to farm amendment, there haven't been any major problems or court battles yet. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact Oklahoma, sponsored by Cox Business, providing customized phone and data services to Oklahoma businesses and organizations of all sizes. CoxBusiness.com.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more on State Question 777 and Right to Farm, visit KGOU.org and click the link for State Impact. You can also follow them on social media. They're at State Impact OK on Facebook and Twitter. And you can follow the individual reporters on Twitter as well. They tweet at Joe Wirtz and at Logan Layden. This public radio service is online at kgou.org, and you can follow us on social media as well. We're at KGOU News.